Good afternoon. The Thursday program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Monday through Thursday, this will be the last program for this week, from 2 to 3. And on Sundays, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. Cactus and I were visiting. We were taking a drive, and fortunately it was really nice out. The sun, it was warm coming through that front window. And we were discussing today's program. And we just kind of felt that, we wanted to know what some of the Kennedy family, the Bushes, the Clintons, what do the British, the Catholic Church, the Khazarian Mafia, Pilgrim Society, the NSA, the CIA, many of the American intelligence agencies, what one thing do they have in common? It is called Nazism. It is called the Third Reich, or now the Fourth Reich. We have moved into the time of the Fourth Reich. And how are they going to bring in this new system? What are they going to do? How are they doing it? They're already doing it. We're watching it. The old Nazi Green Movement is alive and well throughout the world. We have the global agendas, world hegemony, American world hegemony, and you could say it would be pilgrim society, English-speaking nations globalism. Also, we have Bill Gates of Hell. These people, but we're going to focus on a person by the name of Klaus Schwab, and we're going to talk about Klaus's hidden Nazi past. Presently today, this person is leading up the World Economic Forum. He is a Nazi. An ex-Nazi, he won't admit it. Everything has been done to conceal where he's coming from, to conceal that the World Economic Forum, the plan behind it, involves many nations, and it is along an occult plan to rule the world. Why do I say that? Because in the book of Revelation chapter 13, this new digital system that's coming in, being put in place by the World Economic Forum, being directed by Klaus Schwab, a plan that was planned when he was just a young child, put in place by very powerful people in this country and in England, internationally, to carry out an objective, a plan, a purpose. It was an initiative that only he could carry out. Why? Because of his occult lineage. groomed specifically for taking over the world with digital currency. Clauses hidden past. And I'm bringing a lot of the information along with of my thoughts from the American Intelligence Agency, or I'm sorry, American Intelligence Media, Aim for Truth. This is out of March 16th of this year, 2021. And I'm going to read, and then I will go ahead and just give you a note or a thought. They have tried to hide Klaus Schwab's Nazi past. And how? With a blizzard of awards, World Economic Forum programs, ghost-written books, speeches, interviews, honorary professorships, and doctorates from all over the world. Who was one of his mentors?
Henry Kissinger. Blah, 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 blah.
Henry Kissinger, yes. Henry was instrumental in Klaus's rise to power. His mother was a Jewess. He's half Jew. Emma Gisela Tekelius Schwab, or her maiden name was Killian. Klaus has an older brother, Hans Ernst. And they were born to Eugen Wilhelm Schwab, their father, Eugen, and Emma Gisela Tekelius Schwab, or Killian, born in Ravensburg, Germany. Hans, the older brother, did not disown the Jewish mother Emma, but Klaus did. Emma Schwab emigrated to the United States as Gisela Schwab, leaving her infant Klaus forever, fleeing Hitler's Jewish persecution. Now this woman was wise. She had some wisdom to get out of Germany. So he's 50% Jewish, but he does not want the world to know. It's been hidden by intelligence agencies in Germany, America, and Europe. We'll be back.
Did the insurance company divorce your mountain house? Then call Affordable Tree Service North at 970-568-6898. We have over 50 years combined experience in fire mitigation. Let us climb, cut, trim, haul your worries away. We know brokers who specialize in mountain property, and we don't hire no snowflakes.
Oh, God, go ahead, Mitchell.
Hey, you're not in this commercial. Again, call Affordable Tree Service at 970-568-6898. That's 568-6898.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Back in the USSR.
Socialism, like the ancient ideas from which it springs, confuses the distinction between government and society. As a result, every time we object to a thing being done by government, the socialists conclude we object to it being done at all. We disapprove of state education, and the socialists say we are opposed to any education. Socialism. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Back in the US, back in the
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Carrie and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado.
I feel that Cactus is looking out for your best interest. She felt that this was very important for you, this audience, to know about this man. Because this man, your life is in this man's hands. Your future is in this man's plan, hands. What he's planning through these occult families, through these occult organizations, is going to affect the whole world. You're not going to buy, you're not going to sell. This man is going to be involved with the coming Antichrist. They are going to work together. You might as well know the truth. I could tell you the lie that you're going to live 20, 30 years from now. You're going to be still fighting to try to take America in the direction that you want it to go presently. No. No. We're at the end of the world. Bible prophecy is being filled. The world is waking up to the most important book ever written, the Bible. The world is waking up to what the Bible has to say about the end of the world. God is putting it in the hearts of mankind to want to know the destiny of the nations presently. God is putting that in the hearts of people. God is putting it in the hearts of people to want to know what the Bible says about the time in which we live. A time where now there's going to be a digital system that's going to control the whole world. Not all the world, China, parts of Asia, there will be areas of the world that will not be as affected as it will be in the Western nations, especially the United States, especially Canada and England. God says that at the end of the world, His book of Revelation is going to be read. The people are going to want to know. Yes, Nostradamus has his prophecies. All of these other people have their prophecies. But everybody is going to read, and people are going to want to know what the book of Revelation has to say. Can I prove that? Yes. The Pentagon in this country, they read it. The military generals, strategists, they read it. In every country of the world, every country that is educated, these men that are the prime ministers and the presidents, the governors, the rulers of these nations, they are reading it. The occult world is reading it. They are trying to find a way to stop the prophecies from coming to pass. You cannot stop what Klaus Schwab is doing from coming to pass. You can't stop it. It is going to happen. God says it will happen. The book of Revelation stated is going to happen. And why did God have John write the book of Revelation? So that the world would know what these people are going to be allowed to do. God wanted the people of the world to know. Don't receive the mark of the beast. Don't take the number of his name. Don't worship the image. God was warning the people at the end of the world of the great deception that would come. Great, great deception. He's warning, how would the deception come? Through agencies like Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum. So it's important for you to know who this person is. He has a place to play, a part to play, a place in which he's going to play it. He has duties. He has to carry out these duties. He has to be a God hater. He has to be a hater of mankind. So, Klaus's mother, Gisela, she moves to America. The dad, Eugen, he marries Erica. She's from, according to the article, sturdy Aryan stock. I mean, very, very German. Erica works in personnel recruiting in Zurich, and she's able to make sure that no records of a divorce from Emma or a remarriage to Erica are ever discovered. And then, Eugen and Erica, they traveled to Brazil in 1960. Why would they travel to Brazil in 1960? Because I wonder if, at that time, Adolf Hitler was still alive. He was in South America. I wonder if they had decided to go and meet with some of the established German Nazi families that were in South America at that time, who are still there in Argentina, in Brazil. Remember The Boys of Brazil? The story with Gregory Peck? It's a good movie. You should probably read it or watch it. So supposedly he went to visit Hans Ernst and, let's see here. Yeah, they went to visit. So anyhow, this Eugen, he has been involved with a company called Escher Weiss. And now they're visiting in Brazil, AG, Andritz AG, as well as Hilda Festo AG. And Hilda's is Klaus Schwab's wife. He marries her in 1971. But the father is there in 1960. But Hilda's family has industry down there in Brazil. So then we go to Schwab's father, Eugen. He's a nuclear Ravensburg City father. His name is Eugen Wilhelm Schwab. He was the managing director in 1938 of Escher Weiss and Company. He's in Raven, and Klaus is born in 1938 in Ravensburg, Germany, and continues with the company as president emeritus until his death in 1982. So Klaus's father is involved with this Escher Weiss company. They don't retire because it's not about money. It's not about wealth. It is about being involved in something that is going to play a role in the future in a mighty way for a family or for a government or for a plan. Escher Weiss was founded in 1805. Develop unique engineering, manufacturing, and high-strength materials capabilities focused on gas turbines, compressors, power generation, heat pumps, hydraulics, ships, thermal and hydroelectric power, and related automation controls. Klaus's father has hidden Escher Weiss's Nazi sins his entire career. Now, presently, they are emerging. And again, this article is from American Intelligence Media this year. And the name of the article was Klaus Schwab, AB, is the greatest barker of the Fourth Reich. And that was on the March 16th, 2021. So, aimfortruth.com. Aimfortruth.com. So, just presently, it is found that this Escher Weiss, this Nazi industry based in Ravensburg, finally that the truth is coming out, and the information has been suppressed behind top secret archives in Switzerland, Germany, Britain, and the United States. It's only been released after about 90 years of being suppressed. Okay, then number one, at the time of Klaus's birth in 1938, Escher Weiss had already been helping the German government build compressors, turbines, and other critical elements for the emerging nuclear industry since starting in 1929. So Hitler, when he came to power, he made sure that nobody messed with Escher Weiss, and they didn't mess with the Schwabs. Why? Because they knew that there, as an occult family, there was a plan for that family. Leave them alone. Even Adolf made sure they were protected. And like I have stated in many programs previously, You cannot understand. You will not understand. It is impossible to see what Germany and how, or why Germany was allowed to do what it did if you don't understand the occult. Did the British know of the great occult involvement of the Third Reich? Did they know about it? Absolutely. Why? Because the English are from the German lineages. And the English are part of the occult world also in Europe. So they knew about it. Did the Vatican know about it? Yes, it did. Why did the Vatican know about it? Because of the occult that is deeply buried and hidden within the Vatican, in the Jesuit aspect of Catholicism. Do the Catholics know about the deep occult activities within the Catholic Church? They haven't, but they are now beginning to see and understand that there has been something very dark within the Catholic Church. This is why internationally, presently, the Catholic Church is in a great war with itself. There are the true, God-loving, knowledgeable Catholics that understand what the Catholic Church really is. Then there are the Catholics within the Catholicism that are loyal, and they don't know why. They don't understand. They don't know the history of the Catholic Church. They don't know the deep doctrines of the Catholic Church, the dark doctrines. They don't know the difference between the white pope, the black pope, whether they know that there is a white pope or a black pope. Most of them don't. Many believe, there are some that believe that the Vatican seat is vacant. They don't accept Francis as the pope, the legitimate pope. Why? Because they know Pope Francis's political views. He's a globalist. He's a green movement advocate. He is a advocate for socialist communist policies. He hid the evil in Argentina while he was there in the Catholic Church as a high official. When what took place with Perot, I think it was Perot. So there is a war taking place in the Catholic Church. And did the Americans, did they know the deep involvement of the occult within Germany during the times of Adolf Hitler? Were they aware of it? Absolutely. Why? Because they know everything about everything because of American intelligence. They knew of the occult activity starting before, prior to World War I. Why is it that in Operation Paperclip, the United States government brought over so many of these war criminals in the SS and other high officials of the German government and also the military? What were they protecting? They were protecting, yes, the brain power. There's a word for it. I can't think of it. The intellectual property. They were protecting that, definitely. But they also had to protect the occult, these men that were in the occult. They had to protect their fellow occult members. Who protected them in America? Those that were in the occult already. It's just like the Freemasons. They protect their fellow Freemasons. It's part of the system. Exact same policy was followed with those in the occult in America protecting their occult brothers in Germany. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts, the best AM radio. This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 8 to 11 for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
This is Chad Yarmer, pastor from the Altar Church, 1630 North College Ave in Fort Collins. I'd like to invite you to join us this Sunday at 10 a.m. as we worship Jesus. Join us as we journey together to be equipped to fulfill our kingdom purpose through the truth of God's Word and the power of the Holy Spirit. You'll experience authentic worship and a faith-filled message where the Holy Spirit is welcome and everyone is family. Find out more at our webpage, thealtarfc.com. That's thealtarfc.com.
Does this corrupt monetary system give you a whack to the head or a poke in the eye? Call Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. That's 800-951-0592. Don't be a stooge. Buy gold and silver today.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
My name is Mindy Faulkner with Harmony Senior Referrals. My number is 720-934-7740. We are a senior placement agency that helps families find the right assisted living, memory care, and independent living for their loved ones. We put together the puzzle pieces of care needs, geography, and finances to find the right fit. We do emergency placements in as little as 24 hours at no cost to you. Again, I'm Mindy Faulkner, 720-934-7740.
Hey.
Hey.
Yes, you.
Yes, you.
Be sure to listen to Faking the Truth, where Jason and Brian will bring you social media level fakeness Monday through Thursdays at 3 p.m. right here on KHNC 1360 AM and 1360KHNC.com.
Well, Cactus told me that I should go this direction, and her instincts are correct. I think that you want to know the truth about what's happening. So, going back to, I'll finish this point as commentary, that the occult world in America had to protect the occult world coming out of Germany. The English needed to protect the occult world because they are part of that occult world. The Queen Mother, the Queen her family, her lineage, they're tied into the Kaisers in Germany. And they are commanded, demanded, they are forced to protect their occult members. Who is it that forces them to protect their occult family members? The devil. Whether you believe in the devil, whether you don't believe in the devil, you are going to have your eyes open. Your eyes are going to be opened. I believe your eyes are being opened for those who don't believe in an invisible realm with power to influence the natural realm. There, you don't maybe believe in a rabbit hole. Another dimension, an invisible dimension with invisible creatures that are intelligent, that have consciousness, that think, that have strategies, and they are invisible. God has his invisible holy angels. The devil has his invisible fallen angels with the demons to carry out orders on the earth. You know, demons, they don't have wings. They have to walk. They have to catch a ride. They have to hitchhike. They have to jump a train or a boat. They don't have wings. They have to actually use our technology to get around. But the fallen angels, they do have wings. They are able to fly. But generally, they stay put in the area where they're commanded to work. They stay put. They don't travel everywhere they want, except for the very high orders of angelic hosts in the fallen kingdom, giving you insight. To understand Klaus Schwab, World Economic Forum, all the people that support, that are behind the system of the World Economic Forum, their objectives, their plans, there is a network. They swarm together with an objective. The objective, just the World Economic Forum, is a way to control the coming New World Order through finances, through economy. That's just, but then there are the other aspects of the plan, the other, what would I call them, branches or systems. This is just one system. There are other ways, systems, in which the New World Order is going to control mankind. Another system is through sicknesses. Another system will be through starvation. Another system will be through wars. Now, let's go back to Klaus Barbie Schwab. So, Klaus is born in 38. Hitler comes to power. He protects Escherweis, along with the British. There was a film in 1965 called The Heroes of Telemark. It was a propaganda film about the Nazi heavy water manufacturing plant in Norway. And who built the plant? Escherweis. Then another point. Klaus grew up into Escherweis Schwab family business. His father was involved in management, and he watched his father, Eugen, make top secret deals with South Africa to supply key components for nuclear bombs. When Klaus graduated from the university in Zurich, funded by Escherweis, he was immediately assigned to handle a 10,000 employee merger between Escherweis and Schulzer AG. The merged company continued to supply nuclear bomb capabilities to South Africa. Klaus was leading the effort up to 1971 when he started the European Management, which becomes the World Economic Forum. Then we have another player that comes into the mix. His name is Mark Rich. Many don't follow Mark Rich. I have an article in front of me. I wish I had time to give you a background of who this man is. But he has put together deals internationally with oil and gold and metals. He's a Clinton operative, very wealthy. Remember in 2001, in 2009, Hillary's Uranium One? Well, Rich was involved in that. And he was taking care of these nuclear sanctions for Klaus Schwab, for Klaus's World Economic Forum cronies, for those that work with Klaus. So Rich was part of it. We'll talk more about him. He should have gone to jail, but the very last day of Clinton's, before the election, or before the new president was sworn in, George W. Jr. Bill Clinton pardons Rich, Mark Rich. So South Africa is working with the United States nuclear armament sanctions for Sulzer, Escher, and Weiss using Mark Rich. He was a notorious Swiss fugitive. Now, another thing about Rich, I told you early in the week about a man by the name of, what was his name, that he worked with Leo, can't think of his name. But he's the one that caused the, I'm thinking of Leo Zagami, it's not him. I'll think of it. Leo, anyhow, this man collapsed the power of the ruble. And Mark Rich also was involved in Russia's collapse of the ruble in the late 80s. And he profited from it, as did the Bushes. As the Clintons, also the other people that many people profited from, and I'm trying to think his name. I'll have that name when I get back. I am not going to let this slip. I am going to make sure Leo Wanta will be right back. The present truth.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs. New landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
A lot of radio stations boast about having 200,000, 300,000, 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is the average listener only listens for 4 minutes. A song plays they don't like, same old boring commentary, or worse yet, as soon as the commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have one of the longest time spent listening in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial when the commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss what our hosts have to say next. Advertise with 1360 KHNC and have your message be heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We also have the best rates in Colorado. 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
Called the Glass Doctor of Greeley. Foggy window panes, cracked or chipped windshields, glass shower installations. We do it. We do it good. Heavy equipment glass, home, business, or auto glass repair or replace. We do it real good. Called Glass Doctor of Greeley. Do it good.
Stupid robot! That cracks you up. Call the Glass Doctor of Greeley. 970-616-3100. That's 970-616-3100.
Yes, 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 yes. So we're gonna continue here. Leo Wanta, Mark Rich profits. He was part of taking down the Russian government. Did Vladimir Putin know who Mark or Leo Wanta was? Yes. Did he know who Mark Rich was? Yes. Did he know the plan? Yes. and Vladimir Putin, the man that God put in place to make Russia great, and Klaus Barbie Schwab, the man that God is allowing to be put in place to bring in the World Economic Forum, global economic destruction of the world, control of the world. Does God know about Klaus Schwab? Yes. Is God allowing him to do this? Yes. Remember the story of Pharaoh in Egypt? Excuse me, Pharaoh in Egypt? Well, in the book of Romans, Paul said that God allowed Pharaoh to do all his evil to the children of Israel, so that God, at the time that the children of Israel crossed the Red Sea and the armies of Egypt followed, God destroyed those armies. And Paul the Apostle stated that the reason was that God wanted to display his power. And so he used Egypt as the tool to display his power. And after Egypt was destroyed, all the surrounding nations feared the God of the Bible. God is allowing Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, the coming Antichrist, Hilda, the Hildas. There is Hilda Clinton, Hilda Beast, and there is Klaus Schwab's wife, Hilda, another Hilda Beast. We have two Hilda Beasts in the world. God knows about it. God has allowed it. We can't change it. But if we know the truth, then initially it's going to make you sick. But once you start to get your balance, it is going to help you make right decisions in your future. And this is a time where you need to make the right decisions on what's happening with your, with yourself and with your families. So, now, Klaus Schwab, according to the article, he's a triple agent driving humanity helter-skelter into the great reset of evil. Is he? Absolutely. CIA archive documents show that Escher, Weiss, and Schulzer were being directed by the United States Department of Energy and the State Department. Do you think they were doing this with Adolf Hitler solo? You have, I'm reading to you from the black and the white. Remember, the occult in America, the occult in Germany, the occult in France, the occult in England, the occult in Italy, the occult in China, and Russia, and Mexico, and Haiti, and South America, and Canada. You're not going to get away from it. The Lord Jesus stated that the end of the world, the evil, would be so great that if he did not return, no flesh would be saved. Not beast, not human. These are the people that are going to be responsible for the death of billions of people. I'm not saying millions. I am saying billions. So the United States Energy and the State Department, this would mean that Klaus Schwab is a triple agent working with, number one, the CIA, MI6, UN, the United Nations British American Pilgrim Society, yes. The Nazis, yes. Still Germany, presently. And also with Switzerland. You, in the time coming, I will present more on Switzerland. Switzerland has been, you might say, the... remember there was a game that people played, Ring Around the Rosie? And right in the middle, if you could get to the middle of the that one point where it was a free zone, you were free, that is Switzerland. That is where all the wealthy people of the world generally take their money, to Switzerland. They hide it there because it's verboten to mess with Switzerland. It is not allowed by the English, the Germans, the French, Americans, you leave it alone. Only recently has there been a little bit of activity as far as them, the Interpol and other organizations internationally looking at corruption in Switzerland. This is why they're hiding money offshore in other places. Now, number three, Escher Weiss is one of the largest employees in Ravensburg, Germany. Ravensburg, during World War II, they were not allowed to bomb. The soldiers were not, the Russians, Americans were not allowed to go into Ravensburg. They had to leave Ravensburg alone. And then you'll see why later, when the Germans and the, or when the Americans and the Russians and the English go into Ravensburg, they go in under an agreement so that they can take all of the gold, the Nazi gold, and distribute it to the world international, or to into the for international, what is the name of that? I'll find it. International, nope. The Bank for International Settlements, BIS. Escher Weiss is the first city in Germany to practice eugenics, murder the useless eaters. And we're going to try to finish another point when we get back. All programs stream always KHNC 1360 AM radio.
Kids, when making those cool motorcycle sounds when riding your bikes, don't use your baseball or even your Pokemon cards, because they may be worth money someday. Instead, use that embarrassing baby picture that your mom took of you in that ridiculous outfit. But when she finds out, you didn't hear that from us. Another friendly reminder from 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies. Always wear your helmet.
Hi, listeners. Jack here. The Hunting and Sportsman Gun Show is Northern Colorado's premier event in 2021. These shows feature dozens of vendors that guarantee the best selection of guns and ammo in Northern Colorado, from the Loveland Outlet Mall to Island Grove Park in Greeley. For show dates, locations, or table reservations, visit peshows.com. That is peshows.com. While you're out, visit Harsh Outdoors at 600 Oak Avenue in Eaton, Colorado. They carry a full line of ATVs, UTVs, mowers, trimmers, sprayers, and chainsaws from Husqvarna, DR, Generac, and EasyGo. Whether you have a half an acre or 1,000, they carry the equipment you need. They always have a full line gun store with lots of firearms, ammo, safes, and accessories. Check out harshoutdoors.com. That's harshoutdoors.com. Backyard or back 40, Harsh Outdoors has got you covered.
Hey listeners, this is Anita, your Medicare specialist. Annual enrollment has come to an end for this year, but don't fret. You still have an opportunity starting January 1st through March 31st to make a change in your plan. Call me for details at 970-515-6882. Also, if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan and you're concerned about your copays, I have some affordable solutions for you. Call me, 970-515-6882, to schedule a no-cost, no-obligation appointment.
Forget to shut off the mic.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
We'll finish out today's program, and I appreciate the support that I'm getting for this program. And if you want to continue supporting me, please, I appreciate it. And if you want to mail your support, you'd mail that to KHNC, P.O. Box 104, Johnstown, zip code 80534. Thank you. And on Sunday, please join me for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church from 9 to noon, the new hours. I do, it is a ministry, and if you don't have a fellowship, there's not going to be any worship, They're not going to be, we're not going to sing songs. We're not going to do, we don't have any programs for the little children. It is basically what the scripture says, coming from the perspective of the Bible and the doctrines and theology in the scripture, which is very necessary for the time we're in right now, because you want to know what the Lord has to say about everything. So join me on Sunday, 9 to noon, here on KHNC. Now, I'm going to jump forward a little bit to finish out the program. Now, this Mr. Schwab, Eugen, he formed the Ravensburg Chamber of Commerce at the behest of Sir Winthrop W. Aldrich. Whoopsie daisy, a Rockefeller. So how is it that the Rockefellers were in touch with this Eugen? Then he also, at the behest of Henry Kissinger, at the behest of Paul Volcker, and Paul Volcker's boss, Alan W. Dulles, and the Bank for International Settlements, set up by MI6 and the CIA, the British Pilgrim Society had already begun to funnel dirty Marshall Plan funds to insider companies like Escher Weiss and Festo. Festo is Festool. And their interlocked private Swiss banking family companies before the war even ended, in exchange for Ravensburg's help in transporting Nazi gold to Bill J. Donovan, Alan W. Dulles, and Edwin Pauly. These members were all OSS and MI6, which was the rogue CIA part. Also to the British Pilgrim Society, they required Schwab fealty to a new world order being fronted by their newly formed United Nations. So all of this is a plan, well orchestrated, but now because of the internet, which they made to control everything, but the internet is allowing information to come out to the people of the world so the people of the world can see who these people are. Now, they all that looted Nazi gold was routed through Ravensburg, and sent to the Bank for International Settlements in Basel, Bern, and Zurich. Alan Dulles was OSS spy director in Bern, in charge of the Nazi gold for the Allies. So, all through the war, America was involved. So was the English, the Vatican, the French. That's it for this week. Rick Rodriguez, 1360khnc.com for podcasts. God bless you over the weekend. Join me on Sunday, noon, or 9 to noon. And have a wonderful weekend. We're near the holidays.
Happy Trails Pet Spa and Resort. All the comforts of home and world-class pet care. 30 services available. Daycare and boarding to belly rubs and massages. We have immediate availability. Ultra clean and safe with individual suites and webcams. Book now and mention KHNC and get a 5% discount. Happy Trails Pet Spa and Resort for dogs and cats. Just off I-25 and Crossroads, Northern Colorado's place for pets. Call us at 970-663-PAWS.
That's 970-663-7297.
Hi, my name is Vince with Serenity Painting and Decorating. Since 2010, painting residential and commercial location. For a free estimate, please call Vince Rivera at 970-978-9565. Please ask about our free window cleaning after paint service. Again, 970-978-9565.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.